Hi, everybody, and welcome. Hopefully this is working, live streaming on Facebook. We are here for Radical Action Talking Circle. I am Abby Twyman from Action for Peaceful World and our Alaskan Oasis. I'm super excited to have you here and start out this first cycle of the Radical Action Talking Circle for the winter spring 2022 series. And feel free to chat in the your responses as we go along today. So for our Radical Action Talking Circle series that we have going on this year in 2022, our February cycle, which is starting today, is generating momentum in yourself. Our March cycle is going to be focused on empowering growth in your family. Our April cycle is going to be focused on uplifting voices in your community. And our May cycle is going to be focused on inspiring change in the world. Our motto at Action for a Peaceful World and our Alaskan Oasis is to act with pride. That means that we are acting committedly together with precision, respect, integrity, determination, and enthusiasm. So our general process for the talking circle is we'll start with opening welcome and introductions. We'll do a shared reading and heart share. We have some guiding questions during which we'll harvest responses from people who are participating live in our Zoom. And then we'll have closing and committed action. So today I'm here in the Zoom room by myself. So you'll just be hearing from me. We're streaming live on Facebook, so you can feel free to share your perspectives, your responses, your introductions in the chat. I'm not able to monitor them right now, but I will check them out and respond to them afterwards. And I would love feedback on this modality, doing live stream on Facebook so people are able to participate in the way that makes most sense to them. So if you have some feedback for me, I'm accepting that as well. So in terms of introduction for myself, my name is Abigail Twyman, also known as Abby, Babs, and Mistra the Mysterious. I am a humanistic behavioral scientist, creative writer, and data-driven optimist. I am located I work and live in Nocketty Bay, Alaska on Prince of Wales Island. We are, in terms of a land acknowledgement, we are in Tlingit Ani, the traditional homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people who stewarded this land for millennia and continue to do so. And how am I? I'm doing pretty well. I'm excited to be launching off our winter and spring series 2022 with our Maloney Method Study Circle that happens right before this, and then our Radical Action Talking Circle. And why am I celebrating? I'm celebrating because things are starting to come into alignment, and I'm really excited to continue to learn and grow with you all into the future. When you come into Circle, when you're here participating live, we always review and share our circle agreements to make sure that when you come into circle, everybody's on the same page and understands how we expect ourselves and each other to interact. So we always share stories that in a way that protect, uplift, inspire, and empower others. So when you leave the circle, we're not sharing personal information, but you can share stories. We listen for understanding, are mindful of our impact, and take responsibility for our actions or any hurts we might cause. We're committed to learning and unlearning so we can be more impactful with our actions. We pause to regather our thoughts or focus. Sometimes we might say something like, waste, why am I still talking? Or Gelmo, that's good enough, let's move on. Throughout our time together, we gather gems or quotes These are harvested by anybody in the circle. So if you hear something that you really want to kind of capture that thought, if you're participating live, we drop that in the chat and with quotes so we can kind of capture that and share it with others. If you're participating live and you're right in your in circle and the opportunity to talk comes to you and you do not feel comfortable, you're always welcome to pass. And we do focus on utilizing sound verbal behavior when we're speaking. That's measured and deliberate speech. So we're very thoughtful and mindful of how our messages are being delivered. So during this cycle, our February cycle, we are going to be doing readings from the book, The Body Keeps Score by Bessel van der Kolk. And this is kind of the general flow of our kind of how we're going to progress through this cycle. During week one, we're going to be, I'm going to be doing a reading from the introduction or the prologue, which is Facing Your Trauma. Next week, we'll be doing some readings from the section, the rediscovery of trauma. Week three, readings from This Is Your Brain on Trauma. And week four, readings associated with paths to recovery. And what's really important to know about the Radical Action Talking Circle is that this is not a book club by any means. I can't tell you how many book clubs that I have been a part of where people were really excited at the very beginning, but dropped off slow, you know, quickly or slowly, but surely, because people were anxious, were concerned that they weren't keeping up with the reading. And so we're decided not to come and not to participate. I want to, my goal is to reduce as many barriers to participation as possible. I do not believe that it is necessary for every single person to read every single word of every single book in order to actively participate in the discussion and come away with some, you know, or to be able to share their wisdom or learn from the wisdom of others. And so, you know, we will be going live on Facebook. We'll be inviting people into the circle into our Zoom room. And so if at any time you're ready to kind of come in and actively participate, we welcome you to do so. So what I would like to do is I would like to invite you, for those of you who are listening in, I'd like to invite you to get comfortable. I am going to read a passage from the prologue, Facing Trauma, and then we'll engage in a heart share, which means that we've engaged in some deep, active listening, or reflective listening, and then our heart share will take a moment to kind of pause and gather our thoughts and then share out our reflections. So again, get yourself comfortable, get ready to just listen and let the words wash over you. As the people who has kind of helped shape my practice says that, you know, the first reading, we shouldn't be necessarily reading for understanding and comprehension, but the first reading, just let the words wash over you and feel how it feels, listen to your thoughts, and just let it sink in. So here it goes. Prologue, Facing Trauma, from the book, The Body Keeps Score by Bessel van der Kolk. One does not have to be a combat soldier or visit a refugee camp in Syria or the Congo to encounter trauma. Trauma happens to us, our friends, our families, and our neighbors. Research by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has shown that 1 in 5 Americans was sexually molested as a child. 1 in 4 was beaten by a parent to the point of a mark being left on their body. And 1 in 3 couples engages in physical violence. I apologize. I'm going to pause right there. I failed to provide a content warning. This is about trauma, and if you need to step away and stop listening at any time, please do so. Please take care of yourself. Now to continue. A quarter of us grew up with alcoholic relatives, and one out of eight witnessed their mother being beaten or hit. As human beings, we belong to an extremely resilient species. Since time immemorial, we have rebounded from our relentless wars, countless disasters, both natural and man-made, and the violence and betrayal in our own lives. But traumatic experiences do leave traces, whether on a large scale, on our histories and cultures, or close to home, on our families with dark secrets being imperceptibly passed down through generations. They also leave traces on our minds and emotions, on our capacity for joy and intimacy, and even on our biology and immune systems. Trauma affects not only those who are directly exposed to it, but also those around them. Soldiers returning home from combat may frighten their families with rages and emotional absence. The wives of men who suffer from PTSD tend to become depressed, and the children of depressed mothers are at risk of growing up insecure and anxious. Having been exposed to family violence as a child often makes it difficult to establish stable, trusting relationships as adults. Trauma, by definition, is unbearable and intolerable. Most rape victims, combat soldiers, and children who have been molested become so upset when they think about what they experienced that they try to push it out of their minds, trying to act as if nothing happened and move on. It takes tremendous energy to keep functioning while carrying the memory of terror and the shame of utter weakness and vulnerability. While we all want to move beyond trauma, the part of our brain that is devoted to ensuring our survival deep below our rational brain is not very good at denial. Long after traumatic experience is over, it may be reactivated at the slightest hint of danger and mobilize disturbed brain circuits and secrete massive amounts of stress hormones. This precipitates unpleasant emotions, intense physical sensations, and impulsive and aggressive actions. These post-traumatic reactions feel incomprehensible and overwhelming. Feeling out of control, survivors of trauma often begin to fear that they are damaged to the core and beyond redemption. I'm going to skip to the end of the prologue. The challenge is this: how can people gain control over the residues of past trauma and return to being masters of their own ship? Talking, understanding, and human connections help, and drugs can dampen hyperactive alarm systems. But we will also see that the imprints from the past can be transformed by having physical experiences that directly contradict the helplessness, rage, and collapse that are part trauma, and thereby regaining self-mastery. I have no preferred treatment modality, as no single approach fits everybody, but I practice all forms of treatment that I discuss in this book. Each one of them can produce profound changes depending on the nature of the particular problem and the makeup of the individual person. I wrote this book to serve as both a guide and an invitation, an invitation to dedicate ourselves to facing the reality of trauma, to explore how best to treat it, and to commit ourselves as a society to using every means we have to prevent it. So for those of you who are listening, I invite you to take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. We're going to repeat that two more times, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And once more, in through your nose and out through your mouth. For my heart share today, what I would like to say to each and every one of you who is considering joining this circle, who is listening from afar, we have all experienced some form of trauma throughout our lives. Our family members, our ancestors have experienced trauma. Those traumas are carried forward in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And it's up to us to be the change we hope to see in the world. It is through these conversations that I hope we can start to unlock our potential as individuals. We can empower our families to change and do better every day. And we can inspire our communities to change and commit to action in the service of our shared values every day. Please share your comments, your thoughts, and your heart shares in the comment section, and I look forward to engaging with you offline. For the next part of our Radical Action Talking Circle, this is an opportunity for us to talk about and reflect upon a series of guiding questions. And our guiding questions will change every cycle. Every cycle is 4 weeks in length. So this is week one. And we'll have three more gatherings of the circle in this cycle where we're focusing on the book, The Body Keeps Score by Bessel van der Kolk. And we will continue thinking about and talking about and writing about these guiding questions. What are your priorities, values, and goals for yourself this coming year? What actions are you taking in the service of generating momentum? If you'll reflect back, the topic of this cycle is generating momentum in yourself. The third guiding question is, what habits do you have which get in the way of your goals? And lastly, what thoughts or urges do you experience when you are not in alignment, when your thoughts, words, and actions are not in alignment with your deeply held values? I look forward to hearing your reflections, reading reflections in the chat, and welcoming you into the circle next week for week two of this cycle. the last part of our action circle cycle model, our radical action talking circle model, is a closing and committed action. This is the time that we're able to really reflect upon and share out and consider our committed actions, our commitments to ourselves, our commitments to our families, and our commitments to our communities. And it's also an opportunity for us to share gratitudes, our gifts of gratitude. So we have these writing prompts and speaking prompts where people can share out. In the next month, I will. In the next month, my family will. In the next month, my community will. And gifts of gratitude, questions to reflect upon. To whom would you like to express gratitude? How can we thank you for participating? How can we express our gratitude to you for participating in these shared learning opportunities? And finally, in what ways are you committed to doing better in your life? Thank you so much for joining into our Facebook Live today. Look in the chat for registration information for our for Zoom, so you can, if you are compelled or if you are interested in joining us live in our Zoom room for Circle to participate in these discussions live. We will plan on going live on Facebook on our Action for a Peaceful World page. So if you're unable to participate live or you'd rather just listen in and comment in the chats, please feel welcome to engage in that way. And we will also be preparing a summary and transcript of our conversation, or a readable transcript, to ensure that as many people can participate and join in the conversation and learn with us as we grow together. Much love to you all. Continue acting with pride every day, and I hope to see you next time. Have a good day.